Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this is FM 96.1 in North County, AM 1170 in San Diego. We are
The Answer.
And we have got a special guest on. But before that, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection sponsor this segment. We want to thank them for all their support. 6622 University Avenue. Got a race car, stock car, classic car, hot rod. Doesn't make any difference. You need carburation, fuel injection, or even distributor work. Stan is the man. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com, or stop by at 6622 University Avenue. Tell them the gang right here at KCBQ said hi. All right. Well, hey, we talked to
Ken Dickerson last week.
Uh-huh. Well, now we got Dakota, the one that actually wheels the car
his
around.
His son, who's been racing and messing around in cars since he was six. This kid is the kind of guy we love having call in.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Dakota.
Yeah, and he's going to get to take off and go to Europe, Dakota. What's up with that?
Hi, how's it going? Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, our pleasure. So how's the whirlwind?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it's been a busy week since the race weekend, but that's always good. So just decompressing today, enjoying the San Diego weather.
Yeah, no. Are you in San Diego?
I'm in San Diego right now. Yep. Yeah. I've actually got 2 weeks off, which is unusual for our schedule. So I'm here this week and next week, and then fly back out for some more racing.
Oh, maybe we'll drag you in next Sunday for radio, just for the hay of it. You never know. See if your schedule
works. That's always fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, how'd the racing go? Was it last weekend?
Yeah, it was great. Last weekend, we were at New Jersey Motorsports Park, and that was round 13, 14, and 15 for the F4 United States Championship.
Uh-huh.
And, it went really good. I'm sure my dad talked to you guys all about it, but it went super well, more than I think we expected. So we had three races per weekend. The first race went really well. We ended up finishing second right behind Jose Blanco, but the rest of our championship contenders were a few places behind us. So it was really great for the points. And then we followed it up on Sunday with two wins. And ultimately that locked up the championship for us for the F4 United States Championship. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was surreal to say the least, to definitely, have it locked up before the final rounds at COTA with F1 is kind of, it takes a little bit of weight off our shoulders, but it feels so great right now.
Yeah, but see, you're in a career building mode. So yeah, it may have taken a little bit of the pressure off, but now you're going to COTA, and you're right. You're going. It's the F1 guys and folks will be there, so they're going to see you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to Europe to collect your trophy.
Yeah. So like you said, I mean, we've won the championship, but we're definitely not stopping the push for wins. So we're
right.
Working harder than ever to make sure we secure a couple more wins and put the stamp on the championship. But I think sometime in December they have the annual FIA prize giving award ceremony. So they have all the F1, F2, F3 and F4. So all the FIA sanctioned series will go to Paris and get a trophy and we'll be up on stage and everything. So it's Kyle Kirkwood won it last year, and he's a good friend of mine, has told me all about it. And it definitely sounds like a blast. I can't wait to be there, especially just being in the same room with a lot of my racing idols in Formula One and the rest of the series. It's going to be it'll be a surreal experience. And hopefully we get to repeat it again next year if we can win the F3 Americas Championship. So we'll see.
So is your goal F1?
My personal goal, given my age, which is going to sound crazy because I'm 21, but given my age, I think my goal of going to F1 is kind of departed. So my focus is figuring out a way to get into IndyCar. And right now F4 and F3 is providing a cost effective way of doing that. And so we're, trying to get up in the ranks of Formula cars as much as we can. And I'm willing to pursue any sort of avenue of motorsports, whether it's Formula cars, sports cars, even ovals. I love motorsports in general. So whatever it is, wherever my career takes me, I'm going to enjoy it. But right now the focus and pursuit is for IndyCar.
Yeah, just keep that Scott Pruitt mentality. Somebody hands you a
steering
wheel, you take it.
Well, look at his history. Yeah, I mean, he's been in the Miatas. He's done open wheel. He's done all kinds of stuff already. It's pretty cool to me that he wasn't like just a dirt guy or anything like that.
No, he's planned this out. This is not, this is not seat of the pants racing.
This is purposeful.
Yeah. Well, because you have to. I mean, you know, am I not right, Dakota? I mean, you have to have a game plan, and you got to follow it on the track and off the track, because you can't stumble, because the competition around you is ridiculous.
No, absolutely. I mean, you have to be incredibly versatile in this industry and motorsport. So, you know, we've tried everything. You know, dirt ovals and Ford Focus midgets with Corey Kruseman. We've done Pirelli World Challenge with Elaine Nadel, Formula Cars. Sports cars, like we've tried it all, tried to stay incredibly versatile, and we've kind of focused mainly on the Formula car route right now. But like you said, it's so competitive, and the opportunities in the sport are so limited that you have to be as perfect as you can in every single aspect that you do. So that's why we've kind of expanded our reaches more than just, you know, going from go-karts to Formula cars and hopefully to IndyCar. We're trying to keep every single avenue open, and I've been extremely fortunate to be surrounded with people who've given me the opportunities to try and compete in different forms of motorsport, and you know, that's something that I think has definitely helped me get to where I am right now. So we're just trying to continue to build off of that and keep on moving forward.
Now, your dad told us last week you like Sebastian Vettel and Kimi Räikkönen.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Have you met
Ferrari fans, but those two drivers in particular? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you met either of them or?
No, but hopefully I'll meet Sebastian. I'm assuming. Well, hopefully he's there collecting a trophy. You know, that's my hope for the season, but. Looking incredibly, I don't know, it's not looking too great for him right now, but you know, I've never met those guys in person. It's really hard because, so last year we were at the F1 event at COTA, and the support paddock is kind of just a little bit above the F1 paddock, and it's pretty secure. Like, try to walk down there in your driver's seat and home, and they're like, no, you're not an F1 driver, you go back up to the support paddock. So it's still really hard to go see them, but hopefully we can see them at the prize award ceremony at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Have you driven COTA before?
Yeah, so I've actually driven COTA quite a few times, which is weird because it's not even close to where we live, but I've driven it twice in the F4 car. So we did one event last year with WEC, which was like a sports car event, but we were kind of the Formula car premiere. Uh-huh. We did it last year with the F1 guys, and then I actually had an opportunity to drive a KTM Crossbow with Elaine Nadel from Ansa Motorsports, and that was with Pirelli World Challenge. So I've driven it three times prior, and it's been a lot of fun. I love the track. It's super, super open. There's tons of runoff. So for the F4 cars that have, you know, 160 horsepower with the Honda Civic Type R engine, it's quite a long straightaway compared to the F1 guys, but it's still a lot of fun. It makes for, you know, it makes for good racing.
And it's really technical, because if you don't get the line perfect, it takes forever to get back to where you were before you made that slight mess. And the track doesn't look like it because it's very deceiving. It's got all this runoff, all this asphalt. I've only driven it one time, and boy, did I learn my lesson quick. Because, you know,
It's crazy. I mean, like you were saying. Yeah, I mean, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. But like you were saying, it's just one continuous flowing track. Like, you have a couple of hairpins with long straightaways, but everything after that is extremely flowing. And if you get the first part off, it's hurting you all the way down to the next sector. So it's incredibly technical, especially for being a 3.2-mile track. You'd think it's just open straights and everything, but it is incredibly technical.
Yeah, and hats off to the designer of that track. I don't have his name right off the top of my head, but whoever put that track together, you know, and I just hope the state of Texas doesn't mess around with it and keeps it alive and more venues get there. And because it's the only true, what I call, F1 track in the United States. I mean, when you really talk about F1 tracks.
Absolutely. Well, it'll be exciting to see IndyCar run there next year, too. It seems like they've kind of transitioned, because it doesn't look like IMSA and WEC will be there, but now we have F1 and IndyCar. And I know they run quite a few track days there as well, so you know, it'll definitely be fun to see another open wheel series running at COTA next year.
All right. So what the next thing you need to do, your homework off the radio show, is find out how to get a hold of Penske and start sending him letters. Start sending him letters. Give him updates. Tell them that you know us. I know Roger. Tell them that you're on radio. Tell them you're on TV, and just keep bugging them.
Yeah, I definitely would do that. I mean, it's important to make sure that you're in front of everybody.
That's right.
you know, these opportunities with you guys, I can't thank you enough for it, because it is incredibly important for us.
Well, and you know me, I chase you guys all the time. And if you happen to meet Newgarden, you're just going to have to tell him Michelle says hi.
Well,
that's her dream. That's her dream boat. She's over here in a puddle.
I'm blushing.
She is blushing. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
It's bad.
It's really bad. But that's okay. Hey, buddy, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your Sunday. Give your dad and mom a big hello.
And good luck at the end of October at Austin.
Oh, we're going to be talking. So we'll talk to you after CODA. Let me know how that goes.
For sure.
And now that you're here for a couple of weeks, I don't know if I can get you on TV this quick, but we are going to get you down at KUSI. So stay in touch and enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Thank you. And thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It's always fun talking with you guys.
Oh, before you go, how do people stay in touch with you if they want to go social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can follow us on Facebook, which is Dakota Dickerson Racing. So my first name, last name Racing, or on Instagram and Twitter at Dickerson Racing. So you'll be able to follow all of our progress on there.
Cool.
See all the live updates and everything.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll talk to you down the road.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. We're going to take a small break. When we come back, Dirt Dude is in the wings. This is FM 96.1 for North County, AM 1170 for San Diego. It's all the answer.
That's right. We are the answer.
Listening to Racer Radio. You can hear us at FM 96.1 in North County, AM 1170 in San Diego, iHeart all over the world, as well as our KCBQ app, which also gets it all over the world. We are
the answer.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford, family owned and operated. You may not even know this, but 80% of their used cars are trade-ins. That's right, trade-ins. They don't even go to the auction. The only time they go to the auction is to get rid of the cars that don't meet their standards. That is El Cajon Ford. And their service center, you may not be aware of this either, but they'll work on anything you drive. That's right. If you happen to go to El Cajon Ford and you buy a Toyota or a Chevy or a Dodge, you want to get service done because you live in the area, take it into their service center. Quick Lane has got a phenomenal program. They can work on anything and everything with trained technicians. That is El Cajon Ford at 1595 East Main Street. Check these guys out. All right. Well, Dirt Dude, how did it go last night? I understand
you had
tractor race or lawnmower races last night or no?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Those things are pretty cool. I mean, if you've never seen one run before.
I mean, missed out.
Are you getting one?
I'm dying for this stuff. I love it.
Come on, you're getting one.
I actually would. I mean, they're pretty inexpensive. I talked to one of the guys, and he's like, for one of these, I think they called them a super mod mower.
Uh-huh.
He's like, you can get about $3,000 in one of these and have a good competitive little cart. And I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
So if you spend $4,000, you're going to win every race.
That's right.
Well, they had, the one that showed up was like their unlimited one. And I didn't ask how much they had in it. And he goes, well, yeah, that's a little more expensive. And he was out in the hot lap session and just hand grenade motor.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, God, yeah. I was like, oh, man, that's a ton of money just dropping on the ground right there.
Parts and pieces everywhere.
Up in flames.
Yeah. So it was great. There's video of it on the web. And our track photographer, Lee Big, has, you know, great pictures of it on Facebook. So they're really cool to see them. I mean, they have to have a factory cowl on them and a factory somewhat of the original frame. And they run the twin motor, what's their normal, like an 18 horse twin,
right?
And then they get them to like 50-60 horsepower.
Yeah, it's stupid.
They're just crazy.
No blades,
really.
By the way, no blades. They don't have any lawnmower blades.
No, the deck is, I mean, it's just a deck looking of the deck of the lawnmower, but there's nothing underneath because they want them so low. I mean, they were like running go-kart tires and rims and actually go-kart brakes, like disc brakes on them. Yeah. And,
you have to. They're so stupid fast.
They said they could probably get up to about 50 or 60, you know, on our track. On our track was pretty good.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I don't, do they have seat belts? I don't think so.
Nope. They were like a big tub, like a big go-kart tub.
Yeah. And if you come out
like
of it.
They just had so much torque, and they just, like, they sounded like a twin Harley, like an open pipe twin Harley. It was pretty cool. Almost like, because that thing got a half a V8 in it, you know. It was just mean. So, yeah, they were a lot of fun. Going through what happened for the whole night, try and go through the quick summary of it. I want to wish Judy Salazar a happy birthday tomorrow. Tomorrow will be her birthday.
29 years old. How cute.
I embarrassed her last night in front of everybody. I made him say happy birthday to Judy. And she was like, oh.
So who's the new announcer?
Yeah, it's going to be you.
Well, I won't wish her a happy birthday, that's for sure.
The job's open for anyone that wants to try and take it over.
You're not getting to go nowhere.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You're not. No one's going to be able to fill your shoes, so don't even go there.
Just forget
it. Well, I got to thank Brittany, my go-to person. She texted me some notes on, you know, hey, can you cover some stuff, you know, that we need to cover for.
Are you talking about your secretary? Are you talking about your secretary?
My personal assistant that is, you know, the best in the world,
yep.
Brittany, thank you so much. She told me to remind everybody that our race cars are going to be on Orange Avenue this Wednesday night for the El Cajon Classic Car Night.
We are
featuring Barona race cars, the Barona race cars on Orange Avenue, El Cajon Classic Car Night this Wednesday.
Sweet.
And if we get a lot of people showing up and it's a great turnout, they're thinking about having us come out like they do in the El Cajon. The Cajon Night?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Cajon Night?
Sure.
They would actually do a Barona race night for everyone.
Yeah, hello.
Well, be there or be square, as the old saying goes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, how long have we been racing now? And we're still racing. We only get, like, one of the streets. We don't get a feature like Cajon does. But, hey, I guess we're not as popular as Cajon ever was in its life. You know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, but you're here and there and... Cajon is not, so they need to throw some love at you.
Yeah, you got to support what's still here, so it still stays here.
And how many Cajon racers run at Barona? Old Cajon racers have no place to go. I mean, it's almost like a baby Cajon.
Yeah, I mean, it's dirt. I mean, I like dirt better than asphalt.
I know.
What I grew up on was dirt, so I'm a dirt kid, not an asphalt kid.
So you're under the impression asphalt's for getting to the racetrack.
Yes. Yeah.
Just check.
I like to drive up there on the asphalt, but I like to watch the racing on dirt. You know.
There you go. All right.
Last night we had over 100 cars show up. It was a good night for car count, fan count. Over 400 fans. It wasn't that great,
dude. You know how many concerts were on last night?
No, I only knew the one was the Eagles.
Well, you had the Eagles. You had...
Well, Beyonce was up at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but then what's that? The Country Western Junior.
Oh, Hank Jr.
Hank Jr. was there.
He was down at Viejas.
He's at Viejas, and I think there was like two or three big major concerts. So if you pulled that kind of numbers, that's good.
Right.
I know, and then Paris is running sprint cars last night, so I mean, a true dirt car fan is going to go watch sprint cars run, but... If you're local, you come support your local track. So I figured four was a good night. But, you know, we're starting to get down to the end of it. Two more races left in the season. Figure eight races coming up next, and it's still looking good. And then our last race of the season, we're going to be featuring California Lightning Sprints come back. And the mowers, the mod mowers had so much fun last night, and they did such a good job. We're bringing them back. They said that they can guarantee 10 to 15 mower showing up for a featured main event. So we're going to have them back on our last race of the season two with California Lightning Sprints.
Sweet. That's excellent.
So, yeah.
Wow. I can't believe there's only two left.
I know.
The season went by. Then it's going to be like 3 or 4 months of, you know, watching nothing, watching my grass grow and then, you know, waiting for it to start over again.
Well, do they rent the track when it's off season like that?
I'm sure the track is open for anything. If you had an off-road truck or a sprint car or something like that, they would rent the track for the day. I know that they actually, last year, I think they leased it out or rented it out on a Saturday to a motorcycle club that came up and they did speedway bikes and quads and stuff like that.
I know it's open and available.
Well, Oval, San Diego Oval Karting or whatever that Oval Karting guy's, they're always looking for a place to run, and they run on dirt.
They've been running up in that Campo area, uh-huh. and then they also run at Paris, and they run at that City of Industry right. Track, too.
But I bet you they would love to run Barona.
Yeah, because I talked to the SoCal
That's
motors
it.
Last night, and they loved it. They're like, yeah, as much as we can come here, we will come here. So,
how
and
many, then I how many mowers? Talking. How many mowers do they have?
We had four last night.
Okay.
And then a couple of them broke, so it was two for the main event at the end.
Yeah.
And it was back and forth, and like I said, it was two carts, but it was a good show for two carts.
Yeah.
If they can actually bring 10 to 15 and then really put on a show of carts, it would be really good.
I think there's that many of them in the area. I just think probably last night for them was testing the water just to see how it went. So I bet you any amount of money when the next group comes in, I mean, you know, the next time you guys have them there, you'll have a lot more cars or a lot more mowers.
Yeah. I'm sure we will. And then a lot more people will be interested in it too, because then that word gets out. There's very, you know, there's some people, but like I said, there's so much going on, with the fans. You don't pull the fans in. But if it's a night you have like a good doubleheader, like, you know, sprint cars and mowers, yeah. You'll get people to come, especially for the last year of the season. It should be, I'm hoping we'll get, you know, anywhere like 800 would be nice for to end the season with on a strong note.
And if you want to see the footage, just go to the Barona Speedway page on Facebook.
Is there some on there?
I think so. I'm looking at it right now to try to see if it's there. But yeah, there is some footage from last night. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Actually, the rest of the night went well. We had our Dash for Cash. I'd like to thank Express Pipe and Supply. They kicked in $100 for our Dash for Cash, and the 36 Bill Miller won $100. And on to the main event for IMC Modifieds. That was a Modifieds that did a Dash for Cash.
Uh-huh.
Royce Henry got his sixth main event win, and Bill Miller came in second. Into our Pro and Stock Ponies, Shane Sexton got his fifth main event win of the season. That ties him with the Russell Staley with five main event wins. There's a lot of good ties that were broken last night.
Wow.
That was in the Stock Ponies, the 11 Dennis Taylor. And a Pro Pony got his 12th main event win last night. Mm-hmm. Our lawnmowers, Luke Papps was the one that beat his dad, Gary Papps. Gary Papps used to run modified at our track, and he's been running these mowers, and his family's all into it. So the Papps were there with their mowers, and then Wesley Crabtree from the Karting Association was there with his mower, and that's the one that hand grenaded hard. I felt bad for that one.
Uh-huh.
Our Pure Stock was actually one of the best races of the night. Good battle between all the top five. And then Rick Schneerger got the main event win, but going to post-race tech, had low vacuum and was DQ'd for not meeting the vacuum standard that we have in our pure stocks. Bummer. So Christopher Evans got a main event win by default. And then Dale Irwin and Jason Aldridge, I mean, and the double out Rick, I said, that's how they were right there. I mean, it was back and forth. So Dwarf Cars, great night for Dwarf Cars. Those guys are fast. John Isabella. Checked out in front, and 91 Ryan O'Connor was trying to stay there. John Isabella broke the tie between Ryan O'Connor and John Isabella. They had three main event wins each last night. Jason Isabella got his fourth main event win. So now Ryan O'Connor's at three main event wins. Brittany held her own last night. She did very well, and
Yay. She
finished seventh.
All right,
so good fast track, and she managed to stay in the group there. Onto our super stocks, Billy Baldwin held off Mike Lurwell for a main event win on the supers, and the supers will be coming back a couple times this year. Street stocks, David Capella got his sixth main event win last night, and he was tied with five main event wins for the 28 Brian Brown. They both had five main event wins each, so Dave Capella now has six main event wins to the five of that main
All
event
right.
win for Brian Brown.
All right. Well, hey, Budski, you kind of ran over the time limit. I'm going to have to cut you loose because we've got a commercial coming up. So people could go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com to get all the information that you weren't able to squeeze in, right?
Yep. That'll work. I know. We went long.
I know, but that's okay. You come on down sometime. We'll give you more time.
Off season? Yeah.
Yeah, you got
come
no excuse.
Down. Come on down.
No matter what your wife
and
says.
And bring somebody with you. He doesn't have a wife.
Oh, he doesn't have a wife?
I don't think so. I've checked.
Oh, you checked. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, as long as you got cookies, I'll show up.
Grab your wallet. All right, buddy. That's BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.
With Dirt Dude.
.com with Dirt Dude. Thanks, buddy.
All right. We lost him.
Yeah, we did. We whacked him.
I scared him off.
Yes, you did. FM 96.1, North County, AM 1170, San Diego, The Answer. Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 North County, AM 1170 in San Diego. We are The Answer. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Half mile of nothing but fast dirt. You got to go up there if you haven't been. It is a fun time had by all. www.parisautospeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. It'll get you all the information necessary on. There's only a few races left. So we've got Cadillac Cody Williams right here on the air, a USAC CRA superstar. His dad was Rip Williams, if you are an old fart like me, Hall of Famer. How you doing there, Cody?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on. I thank Paris Auto Speedway and Scott Maggio for letting me do this with you guys.
My pleasure.
Happy to have you.
Okay, so we got to ask, what's up with the Cadillac? Where did you get that moniker?
I played football ever since I was like 8 years old and all the way through up in high school. And I was my freshman year, I was running back, and we ran the same play down the field for like 70 yards until I scored. And when I was coming off the field, one of my friends called me Cadillac Williams. That's when the real Cadillac Williams was doing good in college football. He was a running back also.
Hey, that's an honor.
I don't know where he's playing right now. Yeah, so I kind of stuck, and then somehow my buddy Scott DeLaggio found out about it, and ever since then, everyone's been calling me Cadillac at the racetrack, too.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you tell Scott, because I'm the same way. If somebody says something to me, man, I talk about it on radio. I got a co-host in one of my shows. I call him Hollywood. And if you met him, you'd totally understand it. So did you run last night?
Yeah, I ran last night. I got quick time, so that was really good. Almost didn't end well. The second lap, I biked it in between 3 and 4. And almost dumped her over, but steering broke and some other stuff, so I couldn't keep going. We were able to fix everything, put a new front axle in it, and we were able to go back out and won my heat. And then in the main event, I started 6th, and I think I was up to 4th, I think it was. And RJ Johnson broke, I think it was the steering box that broke, and he hit the wall in between 3 and 4 again, and he hit the wall pretty hard. And I thought he was going to keep going, so I kind of got in the corner kind of hard, like I normally do, to try to get a run on him. And he ended up kind of flipping over a little bit, and I tagged him trying to miss him. So I had to go to the back and finished 8th. So not a terrible night, but the fast time was nice. I think that's my first fast time at Paris.
Wow. How long have you been running Paris?
It was 2008, I think, was my first race at Paris.
Wow.
The year before that, we were running up in Victorville and getting some practice up there. And then my dad got hurt, and Jack Jory, the owner, I was lucky enough that he wanted to put me in the car after my dad broke his foot. So then I've been racing ever since for Jack and Sharon Joy.
So you parked your dad?
He hurt his foot pretty bad. He wasn't able to race, so I kind of took his spot, I guess.
That's what I said. You parked your dad. Boy, you're going to have a heck of a birthday and Father's Day, I'm telling you.
That must have been a quiet ride home.
Yeah, that was a real quiet ride home.
But no, he got hurt. It was actually a crash at Paris, and there was a kind of a big pile up, and He landed on top of another guy, and the shock tower got up into where the brake pedal, throttle pedal and brake pedal, and I kind of just mangled his foot up. My dad, they wanted to put somebody in the car to keep the points up for Jack, and my dad said, Jack said, what about me? And so Jack was the one that, thank you for Jack for putting me in the car, you know. He won me in the car, so that was really good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize the pedal setup in that car. It's not like a normal car where your pedals are way out in front of you. They're basically down under you. I mean, you kind of push down on the gas and you push down on the brake. You don't push forward.
Yeah, it's different than a normal car, you know.
He's
basically sitting in like a dining chair. That's kind of the way I explain it to people. You're almost sitting like almost straight up, and your throttle pedal is a push down pedal, so you have to actually push down on the pedal. And then most front cars have a swing forward brake pedal.
Right.
So it's different, but everything works out a lot better. We got a lot better throttle control. Because you can have a block under your foot, and you can use your foot as a, you know, you can use it, you have more control over your foot that way. And the swing forward pedal, I've just got used to it, I guess. It's not really a problem, I guess, for me, but it's just different. It's just a swing forward instead of a push down kind of thing. So, it's a little different than a normal car, but it's all good. It all works out good.
And what's your colors and your number on your car so we can look for you next time?
My number is 44. That was also my football number. I kept that going from when I played football. And I have a gray chassis with black body panels on it.
And do you have sponsors?
Yeah. John Joy Corporation, they're our main sponsor. They own, Jack Joy, he owns everything. He owns the cars, the truck trailer, the shop we work in. I can't thank Jack and Sharon Joy enough for that. We got Personal Masonry, FK Shocks, Infernal Lifting Equipment Rental, Valco Wheels, Walker Air Filters, and CRW Designs and Machining. They all help us out quite a bit. And then I got a couple crew guys I'd like to thank. Larry Smith, he helps me a lot during the week. He used to help my dad when he was running, and he moved over to helping me, and I really appreciate his help down at the shop and at the racetrack.
Awesome.
And a new guy from my work, John Irwin, he's been helping me lately, and he's doing a really good job.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, I know when you described the car, the gray with the black trim and then the John Jory, I know your car.
You do?
I've been to enough of those races up there. Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably quite a few pictures of, pretty much all of us out there. There's my brother, Austin. He drives the all-black number 2.
Uh-huh.
And my little brother, Logan, is all-black with number 5.
Yeah. Why do I have in my notes here that there's someone who does senior sprints? No? Your dad, maybe? Or
no.
No? Okay.
No, not my dad. No, my dad's retired. He doesn't race anything right now. None of us are... and senior sprints, or anything.
Then, did you do the trophy dash recently?
Yes, I did do that. I finished third in that.
Uh-huh.
That was with me, my brother Austin, Damien, and Roa. So that was exciting. That was my first one to be able to get into, qualify good enough to get into that.
Nice.
So that was interesting race. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fun. I love how they mix it up sometimes and do things like that up there.
Yeah, I think they only do that for the Hall of Fame race is what they call it up there.
Right, the Racers Hall of Fame night. Yeah, yeah. I'm bummed I missed last night. I really wanted to go, but my work's been crazy and I needed some downtime, you know, where I didn't run around.
I told you to quit working on the weekends.
Yeah.
Well, you need to go to the races.
I know.
How many races are left?
I know. At Paris and at Barona, there's not a lot left. Let me look at the schedule here. But yeah, it's not a lot.
There's one more normal race at Paris, and then there's 3 nights of Oval Nationals at Paris. But then we have 4 races in Arizona Actually, next weekend we're racing in Arizona at Arizona Speedway in Santana Valley. We race there two nights, Friday and Saturday night.
Cool. And,
so that's a good little track too. I like going there.
And let's see. So October. It looks like Sprint Cars next up is October 20th at Paris.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. And then the normal season ends on November 10th with the Budweiser Oval Nationals. So that'll be the last one. But then they have stuff during the off-season.
Yeah. Just keep track of the website, parisautospeedway.com.
Right. And how can we follow you, Cody, on social media and Facebook and stuff?
Kind of keep out of that stuff.
Okay. Well, all you have to say is don't bother.
I'm kind of different than all the normal people out there. Everyone likes to have their social media stuff and all that. Me and my wife both, we kind of just stay out of it.
Good.
All right.
Too much drama with all that stuff. You can follow my brother Austin. I'm not sure what he has, but I'm pretty sure he's got pictures up and stuff. And my brother Logan. We try to stay out of that stuff. It just sometimes makes you mad.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's okay. So, we'll get the word out for you about what you're doing. How's right. that?
So you're the only guy we know that's...
Yeah, you're the only
you're
racer
the only guy
who's
we know
ever
not
told
doing
us
social media.
That you don't have anything.
And we are forever indebted to you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, cool. Well, good luck at Arizona next weekend,
All
Cody.
Right. Yeah,
thanks
buddy.
For calling in.
Thanks a million. We sure appreciate it. And get my contact information from Scott, and we'd love to get you and your race team down to KUSI TV for a little added exposure, and you don't have to do social media.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a win.
All right, folks.
Cadillac Cody Williamson. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Eileen Day is on the line. She is a Top Fuel dragster driver that runs at Barona, and she's going to talk some more about Nitro Night next Friday at Cruisin' Grand and Barona Drag Strip the following day from 4 to 10. This is FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee, and House Hose Specialties, Trick Plumbing. Anything you need for your hot rod or car, that is where you need to be. Check these guys out. Certified Car Clinic, they can work on your vehicle, headlight to taillight, located in Santee right next to the drive-in. The guys over there do a phenomenal job. Hey, we've got Allie Day on the line. Hey, Allie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. Thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Hey, before we get going, Joe, could you do me a favor? Take that key, Joe, and run down and get Lance. We got a guy we got to bring in for the next show. So to start off with, now for folks that may know, she used to be Stafford, but she married a lovely gentleman by the last name of Day, right?
Yes, they did.
And I didn't get a chance.
I got married, didn't they?
Yeah, and I didn't get a chance. I know I congratulated you on Facebook, but I didn't get a chance to congratulate you in person. And congratulations. You looked absolutely thrilled to death and happy, and that's what we all wanted you to be. So great, great, great.
Well, thank you.
Even though I told you to stay away from boys until you made it to MHRA, but you don't listen to me. What else is new, right?
Hey, he's a good one. He's a driver, too, so we understand each other.
Isn't that a smart thing to do? So tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about Nitro Night and Cruisin' Grand. How long have you been racing? When did you start, and how old were you?
I went to my first drag race when I was 12 years old. My family didn't drag race. My dad invited me, and I said yes, and I decided to pursue it, which I did. I've been driving now for about 15 years. That's crazy.
Boy, that sounds like a long time, doesn't it?
Yes, and I am currently driving the Killer Crower 7.0 Pro Blown Alcohol Dragster.
Exactly. And, you must be loving that. I mean, that has just got to be a ton of fun.
Oh, I love it. It's wheel racing at 200 miles per hour. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I love it.
Right. So do you have goals and aspirations of going NHRA, or are you just happy in the series you're in?
You know, the series I'm in is extremely competitive, which I love, but my dream is always to get into a nicer car. Honestly, if I could pick one car to drive, I think it would be a front-engine top-fuel car. I can't imagine. That'd be so awesome.
I know. Look, I'm getting goosebumps on top of goosebumps, man. I'm telling you, it's driving me crazy. So talk about Barona Drag Strip. We don't get a lot of calls from those guys, so I was really glad to see you this morning at KUSI. So you guys are going to have an unbelievable event the weekend of the 29th?
Yes, we are. We're going to kick off at Escondido Cruising Grands for their Nitro Night Friday evening. That's going to be awesome. There's going to be a whole bunch of Nitro cars tackling down the street. We're going to have our car on display, the Killer Power car. And then Saturday, we're going to start up at Barona. It's from 4 to 10 o'clock, family event. It's awesome. They're going to have the Nitro cars again. They're going to have 4-second door slammers and then the alcohol cars. I will be running at Barona as well.
Excellent.
And it's going to be an awesome weekend for San Diego racers. The San Diego Racers Walk of Fame is going to induct a whole bunch of awesome racers. Chuck Neal, Rick White, Bob Meyer, just to name a few. It's going to be a great weekend of racing.
Wow. Where are they going to do the induction ceremonies?
You know, I believe it's going to start Friday night, and it's going to go all the way until Saturday night. We're going to have a big champagne toast in our pit, so everybody's more than welcome. We're going to have a great time.
Oh, I see how that's going. Well, Steve Zimmerman, who owns the car, he ended up going into Hawk this morning feeding you guys. Studio diner.
Barona is going to be awesome, though. It's $20 for adults to get in. Kids are $10. Kids 10 and under are free. You can bring your motorhome for $15. Parking is $5. It's going to be an awesome night.
Yeah. And folks, if you've never been to the Barona Drag Strip, it's an 8th mile NHRA sanctioned track. It's not somebody that built it with a bulldozer. I mean, this thing is a true. In fact, I think that track has gotten some awards from NHRA, hasn't it?
I'm pretty sure it has. It's a great track.
Yeah, it really
is. And the prep has been awesome. It's going to be a lot of awesome racing.
Yeah. How many cars do you think will be there total? I mean, not breaking them down because that'll give you a headache.
Oh, there's going to be a bunch.
Yeah, I would say a couple hundred, easy.
We'll see. There's going to be a bunch of Nitro cars.
Well, where else can they go? I mean, they either go to Auto Club Speedway or...
Right, and we have problems with noise there, but Bakersfield, we have a couple races coming up there, so really, Barona is only the only track left for us.
That's what I'm saying, and that's a haul going to Bakersfield. Where
it really is.
Yeah.
So, Allie, this is Dave's co-host, Michelle. I was going to ask you, is there anybody you're anxious to race against next weekend?
Everybody.
You know, I was hoping that I was going to be able to run my husband, James.
Oh.
But that kind of fell through. The owner of the car had some problems getting the parts on the car, and that's not going to work out. But no, I love racing anybody. Anyone that wants to pull up, I'm excited to race them.
Cool.
You want to beat your husband? What kind of a wife are you?
Well, when we interviewed Courtney Force, she says she wanted to beat her dad.
I know. All these girls want to beat their dads or husbands.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Hell, that's great stuff.
Well, I always think of Erica Enders when I think of Allie. I don't know why, but it's just the personality, a great representation of the sport of drag racing. So I don't know if you take that as a compliment or not, but that's how it was meant.
I do. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's a huge compliment. Erica Enders is amazing.
She really is, you know, and there's other women out there that I could have compared you with, but Erica just seems more of the down-to-earth, you know, girl from a small town that cares about her fans and her race and loves to go fast and loves to win. See, I wouldn't want you.
Yes, she does.
I wouldn't want to beat you. If I beat you, that would be ugly. I don't want to do that. So you're on the Killer Crower car. Tell the folks a little bit about Crower that may not know who Crower is.
Crower Cams and Equipment is a San Diego-based company. They've been here for a long time. It's a great company. It's a great family, too. I love the Crower family.
Well, and Crower Cams, folks, if you've ever been into motorsports, that's Crower Cams. I mean, they were back there with Iskandarian and all the other pioneers of motorsports and racing. And a lot of technology came out of that shop at Crower Cams. And, I mean, they're still going strong. They're still competitive. Still got tons of performance. And you're right. It's a local business, and people should support it.
Yeah, and it's great. Like you said, the history of Crower is awesome, and it's so cool that they're still so heavy in it today. That's all we run is Crower.
Right.
I mean, it's a great company.
Yeah, and virtually no failures. That's the best part.
Yeah, they're great.
Well, and that's unless Steve doesn't tune it up right. Then we can blame him, right?
Mm-hmm. Does she know Sarah Moldenhauer?
I don't know. Do you know Sarah?
I don't believe so.
She drag races, too, and she's down here. Local.
Yeah, but she
races in a different series.
Yeah, she's in a totally different series than you are.
I think her car's smaller.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
So is your season over?
No, actually, this weekend coming up really kicks off the end of the season for us because we do this.
Uh-huh.
We have, I usually race at the ANRA finals in October, which is the American Nostalgia Racing Association in Bakersfield. It's their final race.
Right.
Or one of their final races. And then we have the California Hot Rod Reunion in Bakersfield as well. And that's a big one. Yeah. That one's a blast to go to.
And you know, the nostalgic drag racing really has grown leaps and bounds. I think we're starting to see more and more cars, you know, coming into that sport, which I think is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you go to some of these bigger events, and there's 500-plus cars that show up, all nostalgic. It's amazing.
Yeah, and if you're an old Hot Rod magazine reader or drag, you know, news, you'll see these cars. It's like, oh, my gosh, I haven't seen that car since the 60s, 70s, or what have you. And they just are just amazing. I mean, they really, really are.
Can we reach you on social media? Do you have a Facebook or a...
She's hesitant because we talked to the last guy, and he goes, I don't do social media. I don't do none of that stuff. But I think Allie does.
I bet.
Yep. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. It's Eily Day, E-I-L-Y-D-A-Y. Easy.
That's kind of cute, E-L-Y-D-A-Y. Did you plan that? No.
No.
All right. But the main thing is, before we let you go, the event starts on Friday, and that's at Cruisin' Grand. And best thing to do, I'd get there about 3 o'clock. My suggestion. And then Saturday, 4 to 10,
at the Barona Drag Strip. Yeah.
Go to the Killer Crower tent booth. Talk really nice, and they might invite you to the party.
Thank you, Allie, for calling in.
All right, Allie, thank you very much. I'll send you a copy of the show. You can put it in your portfolio.
All right.
Great,
so,
so
take good luck next week.
Yeah, good luck.
And if you want to like us, we are on Racer Radio on Facebook.
Absolutely. Right now, this is FM 96.1 North County, AM 1170 San Diego. We are
The Answer. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.